back in Ambridge tonight at 7 when Emma's put in a difficult position.
For God's sake, Bill, who told you this was going to be easy?
Oh. The rise and fall and rise again of an American first couple.
You, yes, you, Hillary. You can be the first woman president of the United States. You do not need to be his helpmeet.
A trilogy of dramas by Jonathan Myerson.
They all know, Bill. Every day I live with that. I deserve something.
The Clintons, starting on Saturday afternoon at 2:30, and the first episode is available now on the BBC Radio 4 website.
Now on Radio 4, our drama series Brief Lives, a hard-hitting and emotional finale to the current series starring David Schofield and Sally Dexter.
Taxi! Taxi!
That's the way I like it. Out goes the hand, they hail me. They get in and I take them to the destination, preferably destination out. And when we get there, they disembark, I receive a fare for a job well done and any tips are politely refused. That's it. No connection, no personal, strictly business. My name is Frank Twist, and if you ever have the misfortune to be arrested in England's sunny northwest, there's a fair chance that either me, Miss Sarah Gold, or another of my team of legal advisers will be looking after your interests. Flag us down if you need us, although Miss Gold's taxi is unable to pick up certain fares, I'm afraid. Not me, though. I'm not even slightly discerning. Get yourself nicked, and I'll be all Uber it.
Brief Lives by Tom Fry and Sharon Kelly.
Your Honour.
Oh, the famous Frank Twist. Been told to expect a chap in leather and black jeans.
Really?
Please, do come in. And I'm not sitting in court now, so it's Michael with the wig off.
How do you like your coffee?
Black, please. One sugar.
Actually, make that two.
Live a little.
Whoa, it's a lovely place, this.
Rented, but it's all right, isn't it?
Oh, it's smashing.
Hey, sit yourself down on the sofa.
Oh, thank you. Oh, should I...
Move that out of the way. I can't work out whether to hang it on the wall or just dump it.
Judge Dredd.
I know. You make an appearance in the local rag and a so-called friend cuts it out and sticks it in a frame, his idea of a laugh.
Judge Michael Berryman is used to sentencing criminals in the safety of Manchester Crown Court, but he handed out some rough justice to a lawbreaker yesterday on the streets of Manchester.
Yeah, you know what local papers are like.
I want an action picture too.
Well, everybody's a press photographer nowadays.
Yes, decent right hand you've got there.
It's handbags at 10 paces. Touch of road rage. I try to calm things down.
Was he nicked, the other fella?
Police attended, but I really didn't want to make a report.
Right.
I'd only been up here a couple of weeks. It's not good when judges start turning up as witnesses in their local court. It really was nothing. Told them to forget it. No harm done. And then, of course, the local paper. Anyway, coffee.
Thanks. So, you've relocated?
It's part-time on the bench here at the moment.
Why Manchester?
Oh, why not? All happening here, isn't it?
So they tell us.
And the London legal scene was wearing me down. People are so much nicer up here.
Well, unless they're trying to clump you on A-Town Street. You've got a good practice down south, mind.
Yes, I've been very fortunate. Lucky enough to do interesting work. But I'm ready for a change.
So?
You want to know why I wanted to see you?
Well, I'm curious.
Your name seems to crop up in half the cases that come before me.
In a good way, I hope.
Could say that. You're a frequent thorn in the side of the prosecution.
We do what we can.
And, of course, I'm a fan.
I'm sorry?
Well, the shipbuilders were the soundtrack to my law degree.
Really? And we always thought our audience was on the wrong side of the law.
Oh, come off it, Frank. Big student following. Your lyrics, very literate.
Oh, don't you dare start quoting them at me.
No, they were brilliant. Spoke to all of us lovelorn kids at Trinity, I can tell you. That first album, Love and Other Tragedies, classic.
So you called on me to sign the sleeve, have you?
I'm going to be arrested today. I'm expecting a visit.
Oh. By appointment?
Not exactly. I was tipped off. And I need representation.
Oh, they always know when you're talking about them.
Do they have a thing against using bills?
They prefer the firm thwack of the knocker. You better get it, because the next stop's the Jemmy.
Take a deep breath.
Right behind you.
Are you Mr. Michael Berryman?
Yes, I am. Come in, officer.
Mr. Berryman, my name is Detective Inspector Wendy Ross. I'm arresting you on suspicion of rape.
Rape?
Huh. Mr. Twist. Seems like Mr. Berryman was expecting us. I now have to caution you, Mr. Berryman.
Of course.
You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention something when questioned which you later rely on in court.
Disclosure is limited.
Right.
Very limited. The complainant is a Grace Hardcastle.
Oh, poor Grace. Oh,
so you know her. Well, poor Grace is accusing you of rape.
Oh, it's very sad. I feel responsible in a way.
Tell me about her.
She works at the court. She's a clerk. Well, was. She left a couple of weeks back.
Why?
I met Grace when I first took the post up here. New city, new job. She was very kind. Warned me about the more difficult customers at work, recommended things to do, and really helped me settle.
She became a friend?
Well, a little more than that. We were both single.
You had a relationship?
Yes.
A sexual relationship?
We did, Frank.
How long did it go on for?
Several months.
How often did you see each other?
Outside work?
Yeah.
Once, sometimes, twice a week. Yeah, we got on. We enjoyed each other's company. It wasn't a serious relationship.
Did Grace think it was a serious relationship?
Oh, yeah. Good question, Frank. She did. I wasn't ready for the sort of commitment she wanted. She's younger than me. I'm not long divorced. First time I've been single for 25 years. I wasn't ready to embark on anything serious, to be honest.
So you ended it?
Yes, I did.
And how was she about that?
She was a little upset.
She handed in a notice?
Not immediately.
So you continue to work together?
Yes.
No further sexual contact?
Well, the end of the relationship wasn't quite clean.
Go on.
She was keen for us to try again. There was one last tryst.
When?
Not long before she left.
Right. And where did this tryst take place?
I gave her a lift.
When?
After work. It was in my car.
And on that occasion, was there any question that she was not consenting?
No, far from it. Grace was very much the initiator on that occasion. I should have been stronger.
Well, I think that incident must be the subject of the allegation.
Can I have a quick word, Mr. Twist?
Excuse me, I won't be long.
I understand my colleague gave you some disclosure.
Hardly any.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that. With a member of your profession under arrest, we need to make sure that there is no room for criticism.
Always a good policy generally, I'd say.
Absolutely, Mr. Twist. There is the time, date and venue of the alleged rape. I'm also going to serve a doctor's statement on you.
Thank you.
Miss Hardcastle attended her GP the morning after the attack and then she reported to police.
I assume she was examined by an FME here.
She was, sir. So we have two doctors' reports, and they both describe reddening and bruising consistent with forced sex.
Right.
There are photographs of injuries and bruising, too.
Okay.
We intend to begin interviews this afternoon. You'll no doubt require further consultation.
Yes.
We'll offer Mr. Berryman lunch.
Oh, I'll make my own arrangements.
Good idea.
I take it the complainant has said she's willing to attend court.
Yes. See you after lunch, sir.
Doesn't look good.
Woman makes a complaint soon after the incident and medical evidence backs her up.
Right. This is difficult.
It is.
No, what I'm about to tell you. Have you been on the dating scene recently?
It's been a while.
It's all change out there, Frank.
Yeah, well, so they tell me. Swipe right.
No, not just that. Women are more confident, assertive, very different from our youth.
What are you talking about?
Look, I've sat on the bench in rape cases and I'm sure you've represented many men accused of crimes like this.
What's your point, Michael?
Well, if there's one thing I detest, It's when an accused man tries to degrade the complainant in the courtroom.
Not nice, and usually counterproductive.
Quite so. And I want you to understand that anything I say is in no way a criticism of Grace.
Okay.
Grace was very assertive. Open about what she wanted when it came to matters like this.
You're going to have to tell me what you mean by that.
Well, the thing is, I wasn't very comfortable with it. But she made herself clear. She wanted me to be rough with her.
Right.
You know, manhandle her, throw her around, slap her, pull her hair.
She'd ask you to do that.
Oh, very clearly, it was role-play, you know, from early on. Not my sort of thing, but you know, it was a new relationship. Sounds stupid, but I wanted to make her happy.
But the whole thing is about consent.
Of course. Of course. But the medical evidence... She did suffer scratches and the odd bruise, but it was the way she liked it.
And that is your explanation.
I did not rape Grace Hardcastle. Yes, we had sexual intercourse instigated by her. And any minor injuries she may have suffered would be due to the nature of the act.
And yet, so soon after this incident, she reports you for rape.
That's right.
Are you saying that she's using the nature of what happened between you to back up her case?
Yes. There was nothing unusual about it on that occasion, but I think she wants to destroy me.
So she makes a false allegation?
Yes.
Because?
Because I'd made it clear I didn't want an exclusive relationship with her, and she was upset about that.
Pretty extreme.
Well, she's a fairly extreme woman.
You okay?
I'm hungry.
Black coffee isn't breakfast.
Oh, no, you're right.
Would you like to share my packed lunch?
What is it?
Salmon linguine with a saffron sauce.
Serious effort.
You ain't that.
No, but it was high on the shelf in the supermarket.
Yeah, go on then, I'll have some.
Looks good, doesn't it?
Really good.
Mm. And you will have some when you tell me what you are up to.
Oh, nothing.
Suit? Cloak? Dagger? What's up?
Look, a slightly unusual client, that's all. Come on, give us some of that food.
When you spill the beans.
What, you got beans too?
Out with it.
You won't want to know.
I do.
Really hungry.
City player in for match fixing?
No.
Retired rock star turned to drug trafficking?
He's a judge.
False accounting, is it?
No. Please, Sarah, come on, I'm desperate.
Okay, here's your prize.
Oh, thanks.
Worst clients, of course.
Who?
Lawyers. They think they know everything. Can't stop them talking, won't listen to advice, always expect to walk.
Yeah.
Well... Can't be in for drink driving, been too long. Come on, what didn't he do?
It's a rape case, Sarah.
Oh.
You know what it's like.
Not really.
You would if you did a...
What's it like?
You just can't tell, can you? Most cases, you're pretty certain what's gone down. Well, you know if your client's guilty, something like this, so I just got no idea. He could be innocent, and if he is... He's on the edge of the biggest precipice in the world.
And if he's not?
Then I do my job.
Judge, eh?
Yep.
Do I know him?
No, I shouldn't think so. He's not been up here long. Part-time.
Name?
Berryman. He's called Michael Berryman. Satisfied?
Yes.
Seems nice enough, to be honest, but... He has got himself in a few scrapes since he's been up here.
A few? More than one complainant?
No. He got caught up in some road rage incident a little while back.
Well, I'll have a Google.
And got papped and made the front page of the local rag. Oh, this salmon. Mmm, that's fab. Will you choose such lovely food?
Ah, here it is. Judge Dredd.
That's the one.
No arrests made.
I've got a feeling it was six of the one, to be honest.
Judge Berryman is understood to have told police that he did not wish to proceed against the other party. The other man, whose source is named as Jonathan Pereira Lawson of Stockport, declined to make any comment when approached about the allegations.
Mm. There you go, then. Something of nothing.
Unusual name.
Berryman?
No, other chap.
Really? I suppose. Oh, you're ready for me back at the ranch. Can I take this with me?
Sure.
Wish me luck.
Can't be many Jonathan Pereira Lawsons in Stockport.
I'm off, then.
What?
I'm going.
See ya. There he is.
Yes?
Jonathan Pereira Lawson.
Who wants him?
My name is Sarah Gold. I wanted to talk to you about the incident with Michael Berryman.
I have nothing to say to the press.
I'm a lawyer, Mr. Pereira.
What exactly do you want?
The incident with Berryman.
What about it?
It wasn't a road rage thing, was it?
I don't think I should talk to you about it.
Who is this woman?
Says she's a lawyer.
I knew we'd send a friend to keep an eye.
I'm not a friend of Judge Berryman.
Who are you representing?
Berryman's been arrested.
There you are, Jonathan. They'll come and arrest you next.
It's nothing to do with what happened between Berryman and your husband.
So what's he been arrested for?
Rape.
You'd better come in.
Do you make a habit of sleeping with your court clerks?
Wait a minute, officer. Oh,
forgive me. Let me put that another way. Have you had sexual relationships with other work colleagues in the past?
Not relevant.
It's all right, Frank. No, I don't make a habit of it, Detective Inspector.
Do you think it's appropriate?
Appropriate?
Officer, it is common ground in this case that two adults had an affair.
Absolutely, Mr. Twist. But I want us to be clear about the background to the offence.
There was no criminal offence.
Well, that's what we're here to talk about.
And I don't think they've brought in a law yet that makes it a crime to sleep with a workmate.
Well, of course they haven't. But these sorts of affairs can become difficult.
Oh, I don't see why.
Well, status and rank can get in the way.
Rank? I'm not working in the police service, Inspector. When we left work, we were just two people.
Really?
Absolutely. Grace is a lovely woman. She was kind to me. She was a good friend.
A bit more than that.
Yeah, well, obviously.
But your relationship came to an end.
Yes.
Why?
It ran its course. I think we wanted different things.
For example?
Oh, petty things. Sounds ridiculous, but sitting on the bench all day when I finish work, I want to escape. Grace will always want to drag us to the latest fascinating Iranian film she'd been reading about. I wanted to see X-Men.
X-Men?
Yeah, something wrong with that?
Just surprised.
I'm a surprising person, Inspector.
Mm-hmm. So you broke up because you didn't like the same films?
We were very different people.
Didn't have much in common.
Exactly.
Wanted different things.
Yes.
But you hadn't wanted to end it, had you?
No, I had.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
You see, Grace tells us she ended it.
No.
And that you were unhappy about it.
I'm afraid that's not correct, Detective Inspector.
She's lying about that.
The information is incorrect. Grace wanted a more committed relationship and I didn't. That's the reality.
Not according to Grace.
You've made that clear.
Thank you, Mr. Twist. So let's talk about the day on which the alleged rape took place. That was a work day.
Yes.
Had you and Grace been working together that day?
Yes, she was waiting to speak with me outside the robing room.
At the end of the day?
Yes.
Not the other way round?
What do you mean?
Grace says you went to find her.
No.
So you say she was waiting for you?
Yes, she was. She said she wanted to speak to me. I was heading home, it was raining. I offered her a lift.
What did she want to speak about?
Well, she didn't say exactly at that time.
Okay.
I think Grace had developed quite strong feelings for me.
But she wanted your relationship to resume.
She did. There's a place we used to spend time together. It's a park.
Mm-hmm. Heaton.
There's a quiet cul-de-sac and we parked there.
And that's where you raped her?
That's where I made a mistake. She made advances, I reciprocated. I was an idiot.
Did you rape Grace Hardcastle in your car?
No, I did not.
She is adamant that you did, and medical evidence supports her.
I'm sorry, I don't like having to say this, but Miss Hardcastle enjoyed rough sex.
Really?
Yes, and that is why there are minor abrasions on her body.
Yes, she told us about that, and she expected you to say this. I'm surprised.
Surprised?
You're a very senior lawyer, Judge Berryman. You know the difference between sex and rape. One word, consent.
Now, what Miss Hardcastle may have enjoyed consensually is totally unrelated to this allegation.
My client is simply accounting for the medical evidence.
Exactly.
I don't think so. I think he's trying to discredit Miss Hardcastle. What she may do with a consenting partner is of no interest to me. The fact is, you raped this woman and are now trying to pass off her injuries as being her own fault.
I did not rape her, and that is not what I'm saying at all. I just wish...
What do you wish?
I wish I hadn't given her a lift. Wish I hadn't been so weak-willed. That's what I wish.
Did you know Berryman before the incident?
Jonathan didn't, but...
He'd spoken to me.
You never told me that.
I didn't want to upset you anymore. It was in the cafe opposite the Crown Court.
The one where you wait for me?
He came up to me, engaged me in conversation.
Why would he do that?
That's the sort of person he is. Got a kick out of talking to me. Because I'm your husband.
You work at the Crown Court?
Sometimes.
Spanish interpreter.
And you met Berryman there?
Miranda, if you don't want to talk about this...
I do. I feel like I trust you, Miss Gold.
Sarah.
I was such an idiot. I spend a lot of time blaming myself.
Miranda, you have to stop doing that. I don't know why. She feels responsible. It wasn't your fault.
I can't help how I feel.
Why don't I make a pot of tea? Let you talk for a bit.
Oh, thank you. That would be nice. Are you all right with that, Miranda?
Yeah, I am. I'm a lucky woman. He's been wonderful ever since. It's not been easy for him.
He seems like a lovely man.
He is. The thought of him getting into a fight with a stranger about some driving thing, it's ridiculous.
Totally out of character.
Not him at all. But when I told him what had happened, he was so upset. And, you know, I just didn't... Jonathan said I should go to the police. I should have, but I didn't want to. I was such a fool. And then Jonathan... I'm sorry. I'm not usually like this. After it happened, I...
What happened, Miranda?
I'd been called to the Crown Court. A Spanish boy needed an interpreter. It was a straightforward job. Boy had been found guilty of shoplifting a couple of weeks earlier. He'd come back for sentencing.
Before Judge Berryman?
Yes. Berryman threw the book at him. The boy had quite a few previous convictions, and Berryman sent him to prison for 18 months.
Harsh.
And the boy got very upset. He was crying in the dock. I was upset too. He wasn't like some terrible criminal. Sentence seemed over the top.
So you didn't know Berryman?
First time I'd been in his court. The whole thing shook me up, the boy crying. He had to be dragged down to the cells. I went for coffee in the canteen. Needed to pull myself together.
Not surprised.
I was sitting there on my own. Suddenly, a man sits himself down at my table. It's Judge Berryman. I was surprised.
I bet you were. Judge in the canteen. Don't usually see that.
He said he could say I was upset. He wanted to explain why he'd handed out such a harsh sentence. How the young man was a professional. He said he was sorry I was upset.
You must have been amazed.
I was. He was really interested in me. Seemed to be. Told me how much he loves Spain. Talked about a holiday he'd taken in Bilbao. He even started to speak Spanish to me. Said listening to me today, he was thinking that he should take proper Spanish lessons.
How long did you talk for?
Ages. It was the end of the day. He'd finished his work. I'd finished mine. He talked to me like an equal. A workmate. I was flattered, I suppose.
So he was friendly?
Very. He asked me where I lived, He said it was on his way. And we got in his car. Nice car. And he's very friendly. Asking me more about Spain and about my life, and he seemed very nice. Then he started to ask more personal questions. Asked if I was married, how I got on with my husband. Said he'd recently split up from his wife. He said he missed regular sex.
He said that?
Yeah. Which was weird. And then he took a turning down a lane and pulled up off the road.
What did you think was happening?
I was confused. I didn't know. And then...
Miranda, if you don't
want
to...
It's okay. He undid my seatbelt and he leant across me and he tried to kiss me and I said no. And he wouldn't stop.
I'm so sorry. Miranda,
And he kept repeating this thing. He kept saying over and over this thing.
You know you want it.
Yes. You know you want it. I didn't want it.
Right. So it's your case, Mr. Berryman, that Grace Hardcastle initiated a sexual encounter in your car and any marks or abrasions noted by a medical examiner would be a result of consensual but passionate activity.
That is a fair summary of my case, Detective Inspector.
And yet soon after this sexual activity has occurred, Miss Hardcastle reports it as a rape to police. How do you explain that?
Difficult for my client to explain the actions of another party. How can he know what motivated her?
I'm afraid I think I've been set up.
Why?
Grace is an unpredictable person. She was upset at our split.
Not what she tells us.
She wanted more than I could give. We weren't compatible. She had hoped for something more with me.
So she concocted a story of rape to win you back?
No, to punish me, to bring me down, destroy my reputation.
Pure speculation.
You can't ask my client to speculate and then criticise him when he does.
Fair point, Mr. Twist. Is it possible that you believed she was consenting when she wasn't?
Absolutely not. She was very clear. Why would I want to force someone to have sex with me?
Now you're asking me to speculate.
I'm not that sort of person.
So no room for doubt?
None.
Just asking because of something Grace said that you kept repeating during the act.
What?
She says you kept saying, "You know you want it," to her.
I have no recollection of that.
Did you or did you not say that? You know you want it.
I don't believe I did.
I felt so ashamed, so stupid.
She thought it was her fault.
I still do sometimes.
It wasn't your fault.
She'd not been herself. Very down. And that's not like her. I thought it was me. We've had our difficult times.
So I told Jonathan.
I was all for going to the police.
I didn't want to. It had been weeks. Even if the police listened, Berryman would deny it. Why would they believe me?
One woman's word, powerful man.
What chance would I have?
So I said I'd talk to him, man to man.
He's not a man.
I waited outside the court, round the corner. Stopped him when he came out, told him I wanted to speak to him about my wife. He made like he didn't know me. Pretended he didn't know what I was talking about at first.
He kept walking to his car, didn't he?
Hmm. I told him he was a rapist. Do you know what he did?
What?
He sort of smiled. Like a smirk.
How did that make you feel?
I got angry. Started shouting. He shouted back. I lost it. Hit him. He grabbed me. Press photographer from outside court came round the corner, snapping away. Police there too. Berryman starts saying I'd kicked his car while I was crossing the road. Just made it up. Hadn't even got into his car.
And it was just like I thought. Policeman believed him because he knew he was a judge.
Officer asks for me name. I give it him. Got nothing to hide. Then he starts saying he's going to arrest me. Berryman suddenly says no, he doesn't want to make a complaint. Officer tells me to go home.
Did you?
Pretty much. Saw the press photographer talking to the policeman. Think he must have got me name.
We had a couple of journalists come round a few days later, trying to paint Jonathan as some madman who'd lost it with the judge. and then the photo turned up in the paper.
Never asked permission.
They don't have to. Public place.
Right.
And you've heard nothing since?
No.
Jonathan, would you mind if I have a private word with Miranda?
We've got no secrets.
I know, it's just a legal thing.
Okay. I'll make us another brew.
You still haven't told me why you're here.
I used to know him.
When?
Long time ago. Haven't seen him for almost 20 years. I was working at the CPS. He was a senior barrister there, older than me, good reputation. He was going places. I found him attractive. I was amazed. He even looked at me. He was interested in a nobody like me. He asked me out.
And?
We had a brief thing. I didn't feel great about it.
Why?
I knew he was married. But he was charming. Persuasive.
You were flattered.
Sort of. But I wasn't like that. I didn't want to be creeping around with a married man. I ended it.
How did he take that?
He was upset. Said I was breaking his heart. I was very young. I didn't think I was the kind of girl who could break a man's heart. I didn't know then.
Didn't know what?
That he didn't have a heart. He kept asking, said he needed to talk to me, how I was so special. And I gave in, agreed to go for a drink. I wanted to make it totally clear we were finished. He said he'd pick me up from my flat. We were going to drive to a pub in the suburbs. We never got there.
In the car too?
Yeah. He took a detour, pulled over. Wouldn't stop talking, got physical, and I couldn't fight him off. He just did it. He wouldn't stop, and I was shouting. His voice was steady. I can still hear it.
You know you want it.
Yeah.
He raped you too?
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Yes. He raped me. That's the first time I've said that out loud. You see, He targets vulnerable women. He thinks they won't report him.
And they don't. Must be difficult for you. At work.
In what way?
Criminal defence. When you have a client under arrest for rape.
I won't touch it. Pass the job on.
I have information about Grace which addresses her credibility. Grace does have some mental health issues.
Would you like to expand on that?
Oh, I really hadn't wanted to talk about this.
Yes, well, you have now.
Grace suffers from some sort of bipolar disorder. There was an incident during our relationship.
What sort of incident?
She took an overdose. I drove her to the hospital. She had her stomach pumped. It was terrible, actually.
Do you have dates for this?
I can find them. Obviously, there'll be records at the infirmary. Now, under normal circumstances, I'd never have mentioned this.
I see. Anything further?
No.
Mr. Twist?
Nothing.
Then we'll bring this interview to an end.
What happens now?
A few more inquiries to make. I don't really need to give you the speech about access to the interview recording, do I, Mr. Berryman?
No.
No doubt you'll want a consultation.
Yes.
I'll let you know when we have any news.
She clearly didn't know anything about that. Why didn't you tell me?
I really didn't want to bring it up. Seems like a betrayal.
You're being accused of rape by an ex-girlfriend.
I know.
It's all about credibility. It's relevant. Obviously, the inspector's going to go back to Grace and ask her all about this.
And then?
Oh, they'll have to give it to the CPS and see what they had to say. One person's word against another.
I thought I'd shaken him off. Back to haunt me now. I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
If I'd reported this all those years ago, two other women might not have been attacked.
At least two.
Exactly. With a man like him, we can't be the only ones.
But what can we do? I can't prove anything.
The burden of proof must lie with the prosecution, beyond reasonable doubt.
How can a jury know? How can they be sure?
My word against a senior judge's.
But it's not just your word. It's a pattern of behaviour.
Does that make a difference?
Of course it does. A case of three women making similar allegations, similar facts.
We've left it too long.
You're talking about years ago.
Recent reporting helps. You told your husband, Miranda, and I had my reasons for not saying anything.
He'll deny it all.
Probably.
I don't know whether I can put myself through a trial.
Complainants are anonymous.
I know, but being cross-examined, I can imagine the questions.
It won't be easy.
He'll say I led him on.
He probably will. He'll say the same about me.
I didn't lead him on.
Neither of us did. He's a rapist. There are three of us. If we all tell the truth...
I know. And if we don't...
He attacks more women.
Do you need some time to think about it?
I've been thinking too long.
Me too.
Can you give me a lift to Manchester Central Police Station?
Grace has confirmed what you said about her overdose.
Right.
What now?
We're looking again at the whole case.
Something changed then?
There has been a development.
She's withdrawn the allegation.
There are some issues.
She has, hasn't she?
Not exactly.
What exactly?
She said that she's no longer willing to attend court.
Oh, thank God.
She wanted me to promise that her full mental history wouldn't be brought up in court.
Which you couldn't do.
No. Even though she'd remain anonymous, she said she didn't want to put herself through it.
So no further action, then?
CPS have asked us to bail Mr. Berryman, pending a meeting. But we're all professionals. I think we know where this is going.
I'd like to thank you, Inspector Rose, for the very decent way you've dealt with me. You've been very fair.
Doing my job, sir.
With great care and professionalism, if I may say. And I'd like to assure you that I am not guilty of this allegation.
I really don't want to...
I know, but it's important to me to say that to you.
I'll sort out a bail sheet.
Frank!
Who are you?
Sarah's all legal advisor.
What's she
Frank,
doing
you
here?
Can't represent this man.
Frank?
What?
No,
Frank?
I think
she shouldn't be in it about...
You sends involving prostitutes.
Hold on, you cannot
look after this man.
Oh, we are going outside. What? Now, this had better be good, Sarah.
You can't represent him, Frank.
And why not? It's... Oh, because of your political principles.
It's nothing to do with my political...
Oh, and it's totally unprofessional. I can't believe he just walked
Frank,
in like that.
Please listen
What's
to me.
Wrong with you?
He raped me, Frank.
What?
He raped me.
Huh. What?
It was years ago. It was long before we knew each other.
Oh, Sarah. Why didn't you... Tell me.
I don't know.
I told you his name earlier today.
I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't say sorry.
I've been blaming myself all these years.
I just
need to get my head...
I'll sort this out. It's all right. I'll withdraw.
I'm going to make a statement, Frank.
Good.
I'm sorry, Frank.
Listen, darling, stop it with the apologies. Just breathe, okay? Just breathe.
Okay. I didn't know what to do.
Shh, listen. Right, I want you to go back up to the front office and just sit yourself down up there, all right? Shh, and I'll be there with you in just 1 minute.
What's going on?
Have you signed the bail sheet yet?
We're just about
Hold
to.
Hold on a minute.
Problem, Frank.
Inspector, I need a private consultation with Mr. Berryman here.
What? Now?
Yes, now.
I'll be outside.
Thank you.
A bit lost. What's happening?
Is that why you booked me, eh? Because you knew Sarah and I are together?
Well, a little bird did tell me that Miss Gold was shacked up with a former rock star.
Your idea of a joke, that? Hmm?
I guess she's told you about our fling now.
So what you call it?
We were young. I'd like to get out of here now, Frank.
Sure you would. It's not happening.
I beg your pardon?
You're going nowhere.
You're my legal advisor.
Not anymore.
Has Sarah said something to you?
Certainly has.
Oh, I get it now.
I don't think you do.
Pure jealousy. I had it when it was in its prime.
I'm sorry.
And I'll tell you something else. She always wanted it.
You bastard.
Thank you, Miranda.
What for?
I wish I'd had the confidence 20 years ago. Then maybe...
He sees that. The lack of confidence. That's how he chooses his victims.
Not victims now. We're witnesses.
We're ready to make a start. We'd like to take your statement first, Miss Gold.
Good.
Right behind you, Sarah.
Yes. I'm ready, Detective Inspector.
All those years, I thought it was a political thing.
It was that, too.
All that time I spent having a go at you, telling you we had to represent everybody, no matter what they'd done.
What they were accused of, that's what you always said.
Yeah, I know. I just wish you'd told me.
Sorry?
Hey, no more apologies. I should have realised it was personal.
How could you have known?
Well, you meant to, aren't you? When you love somebody.
It was my fault.
No, it wasn't.
My fault not telling you.
Yeah, not your fault what he did to you.
Spent a long time telling myself it was.
Why?
I'd asked for it. I'd slept with a married man. I was a bad person. Should have known better.
No, that's not right. The man's a predator, and what a nasty piece of work.
I know that now. I spent a while blaming myself, and then I put the whole thing in a box and stopped thinking about it.
Well, did you never think of reporting him back then?
No, not once. Never. Not until I saw Miranda today, who I only met because you were looking after Michael Berryman. Mm. Oh, when you said his name, it was like a punch in the stomach.
Oh, baby. Hey, talking of punches...
You shouldn't have done that, Frank.
Yeah, I know. But I wanted to. Don't think he'd come after me, do you?
Not a chance. He wasn't prepared to take on Miranda's husband. He won't take on you. Oh, the man's a coward.
Yeah, same MO, eh? Every case, pick on a vulnerable woman, attack her in the car, and then make her feel responsible.
Well, it's not one person's word against another anymore.
Similar fact. That'll get him.
Yeah, I think it will. And there's bound to be more.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I've been actually nosing around on the internet and I googled his chambers. I think he left under a bit of a cloud. It's as if he never existed.
There'll be pupil barristers, guarantee it.
I'm sure. But will they come forward?
They might now.
They'll just accuse him of jumping on the bandwagon.
That's all he'll have left. Turning on the charm won't be enough anymore. Oh, God, I feel so stupid for falling for it.
Hey, you... with a kid. So what's my excuse, eh? You know, he made out to me like he was the shipbuilder's biggest fan.
Flattery was all part of it.
When he played me good and proper.
He always used to say to me that knowledge was power. The more you knew about someone, the more you had them under control. I thought he was talking about work.
When he knew about us, he must have profiled me before we met. I should have got him to sing me one of my songs.
Really?
All right, maybe not. Like I said, no personal until it gets personal. The theory's great. Need someone to justify the justice system? I'll have a go. Innocent until proven guilty, burden of proof on the prosecution, absolutely. Believe in it. Right of silence. The taxi rank system. Live by it. Then someone you love drops the bomb. Bang goes the theory. You don't just kick your fare out in the middle of the road. You punch him. You stomp out of the nick. You get in your car and you catch your eyes in the driving mirror. And what do you know? They ain't looking dead anymore. You're angry. You want justice.
In Brief Lives, Frank was played by David Schofield, Sarah by Sally Dexter, and Judge Berryman by Kevin Doyle. Jonathan was played by Darren Coppen, Miranda by Erin Shanahan, and D.I. Rose by Natalie Grady. Brief Lives was written by Tom Fry and Sharon Kelly and was produced in Salford by Gary Brown.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. Downing Street has rejected calls for Theresa May to intervene in David Cameron's resignation honours list after he was accused of cronyism. Opposition MPs say the system should be overhauled to prevent the former Prime Minister from rewarding dozens of his former staff, political allies and Conservative donors. A spokesperson for Mrs. May said any intervention would set a very bad precedent. A man who shouted his support for his Syrian brothers as he attacked passengers at a tube station in East London has been jailed for life. Muhyiddin Mirey, who's 30 and has been treated for schizophrenia, tried to behead a man in Leytonstone last December, prompting an onlooker to shout, "You ain't no Muslim, bruv." He'll serve a minimum of 8.5 years in prison. Three people have been convicted of fraudulently obtaining £150,000 in connection with setting up a free school in Bradford. They'll be sentenced next month. Here's Branwyn Jeffries.
For 3 years, Sajid Raza created false invoices, submitted fraudulent expenses, and paid himself an inflated salary. The court heard evidence he treated the free school he was setting up as a family business, employing relatives. Among them was his sister-in-law, Shabana Hussein, also convicted today of receiving unlawful payments. Daoud Khan, who was financial director, helped falsify documents to cover their trail. Some of the money was used to pay mortgages on rental properties owned by Raza.
Russia says that one of its military helicopters in Syria has been shot down, killing all five people on board. The defence ministry says the aircraft was brought down after delivering aid to the city of Aleppo. And the government has insisted it remains committed to a strong relationship with China, following a rebuke from Beijing over the decision to delay building a new nuclear power station in Somerset. Theresa May is thought to be concerned about Chinese investment in the project. China's state news agency has warned that groundless fears threaten a golden era in UK-China relations. BBC News.
Now, if you think pulses are windy and worthy, the food programme is here to help in half an hour. They have a guide on which ones to use and how to soak and cook them for a punch of protein and flavour. And there's even beer made from British fava beans. What's not to like? The food programme at 3:30. After this.
Counterpoint, the general knowledge music quiz, chaired by Paul Gambaccini.
Thank you and hello. You join us in London at the Radio Theatre for the 7th of our 9 heats in the 2016 series. Three people who love their music join me on the stage to compete for another of the places in the Counterpoint semi-finals. Let's meet today's trio.
Hello, I'm John Grant, a voluntary worker from West London.
Hi, I'm Alistair Smith. I'm a retired NHS consultant from the New Forest in Hampshire.
Jane Wallace, music promoter and PR, living in London.
The first round, as always, tests your music.